This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are just shy of a year and a half of working from home, for those of us lucky enough to be able to do that. And just as things started looking like there might be some kind of back-to-the-office momentum building, the Delta variant is changing corporate minds and accelerating a rethinking of office real estate. State Street, the big international asset management company, is the latest, said this week it's going to close its offices in New York City entirely. Other companies are pushing their start dates farther into the fall, BlackRock and Wells Fargo among them. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes stock of what's happening in business districts and the ripple effect outside of those tall office towers.
So the ripple effect has three stages. The first, of course, is the actual pebble plunked into the water. That's how many people are physically going to work. The average office occupancy in the U.S. right now is about 30%. That's according to JLL, a commercial real estate firm. And it likely won't jump too high anytime soon. Ben Breslow is JLL's chief research officer.
We've seen some companies push those dates back, either to October or some of them back to January.
January, which brings us to the pebble's first ripple, all the restaurants and retail stores that rely on in-person office workers.
Having the return to office pushed back a bit further, you know, will mean it'll be a little longer for that recovery.
He guesses sometime into 2022. And this has a lot of people thinking about whether business districts that so heavily identify as corporate neighborhoods work anymore.
Well, the pandemic really revealed the ecosystem of a downtown.
Michael Edwards is president of the Chicago Loop Alliance.
So everything's connected, right? There's no workers, and then the restaurants depart. And when there's no restaurants, people are saying, why should I come back downtown to work?
But when businesses move out, other businesses and people can move in to live, study, or play. That would be a win for the final ripple in the pond, cities themselves. Because Edwards says when you add up sales tax, property taxes, and parking tickets, Chicago's business district, the Loop, accounts for almost a third of the city's tax revenue.
In most cities, they're the economic driver of the city's budget, and therefore they need to be protected if the city is going to survive.
Chicago's made some progress. There are now about twice the number of people living in the Loop than there were a decade ago. But Edwards says the city has to diversify more to cope with the changing nature of office work. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.